Good morning. Welcome in. Upon further review is here. It's on the air. Number 2,304. Yeah, nailed
it. Good job.
Congratulations. I actually gave it away to Trevor. Otherwise, he would have been like, 90?
No, you would have said 2,300. I probably would have went with like two.
I shouldn't even have said 300.
I
shouldn't have even said 2,000, honestly.
Would have been tough.
Well, you might have thought it was 3,000.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yes, you. Couldn't be. Then who? Number 2,304 in our illustrious history. Man, I am excited to tell you folks all about the amazing show that is on the way today. Are you all right over
I'm
there?
I'm great.
What are you writing down?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Peyton Alexander from? Originally, this is a K-Mayland ketchup.
Mount Air.
Yeah. No.
So it's a K-Mayland ketchup.
Peyton Alexander. Did you even hear the name earlier?
I did.
You're busy. Too busy.
Van Meter.
No. Ashlyn Greenwood.
Okay.
And he is. Do we even need to play this game any longer for this guy? He's a kicker.
Football.
For Midland.
You go to Midland? You from Midland, right?
Yeah. He's the starting kicker for Midland.
Nice.
There you go. All right. Also, we have the third NBA preview of the year with the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're on the Cleveland Cavaliers with their head coach.
Their head coach?
Yeah, I got him. No, I'm just kidding. I just wondered, do you guys know who their head coach is?
Tyronn Lue.
Nope.
David Blatt. No, that was a total joke.
I mean, they had a really good year last year.
Yeah.
Broke free, Kenny Atkinson.
Ah.
And we're talking with Evan Damorell of Right Down Euclid.
Oh, nice.
Euclid Street, right? And then college basketball preview number 8 with Grand Canyon head coach.
Oh, Scott Drew.
Not Scott.
He's at Baylor.
Bryce Drew.
There you go. But it's not with Bryce Drew. No. It is with?
Paul Coro. He is the color analyst for Grand Canyon.
Second consecutive year that you've talked with Paul.
Yes.
Third consecutive year we've had Grand Canyon. I had Bryce 2 years ago or whatever.
I tried really hard to get Bryce last year and it didn't work. And then this year I was like,
I think he hated the interview so much with me that he's like, I'm done with these.
I enjoyed chatting with Paul last year, so I was like, I'll just do that.
Yeah, Paul's the man. Jim Hughes Real Estate, KMAland Athlete of the Week Award winners this week. Ryan?
Braxton McGinnis.
Nailed it. Long member of the McGinnis family.
And somebody from IKM Manning.
Correct.
You're not wrong.
Carly Arp.
There we go.
Arp. Jim Hughes Real Estate, KMAland Athletes League, announced earlier today at 6 a.m. Also 7 points. How many words did you even read, Mater?
Well, I can't read. I think we've established that. I did look at the blog this morning.
Did you skim it?
I skimmed it.
Yeah. Do you think that's how you proofread, too, and that's the issue?
Yes.
Just read
it. That is the issue. I get in this like feel of this sense of like I don't have time to do this.
You have time.
If I just slow down,
you
and
can
took
do
the 5 or 10 minutes that it takes.
Ryan and I believe in you.
Glad
I believe
does.
In you.
Derek believes in you.
Yeah. Southeast Warren, football. KMAland football power rankings are up right now. KMAland.com. There's five new teams. Amazing.
Yes.
Ryan, can you name them? What is this?
I already did.
What is this thing?
East Union, Wayne.
Ah.
We got periods back in the headlines.
Oh, my gosh.
I had a ghostwriter.
I thought we fixed that like 6 years ago.
I had a ghostwriter for that.
Every story used to have a period in the headline when he first started.
Yeah.
I mean, not every, but like 90.
More than should have.
I mean, you wanted everybody to know that mm-hmm. was the end of the sentence. All right, go ahead.
Except it's not a sentence, but East Union and Wayne, an 8-player.
Correct.
Interstate 35.
Correct.
St. Albert.
Correct.
And?
Well, for the second consecutive week, we had a number, it was a highly rated team moving out of the poll, and this team.
Underwood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Underwood went from 2 to out, and then Pleasantville went from 3 to out.
I think like 1 through 7 on there, although I know there's a little bit of difference between 7 and 8. I think 1 through like the top 7 are pretty straightforward, and then 7 through 10, there's so many contradicting results.
1 through 7 and 7 through, you mean one?
Like flip 7 and 8 and a like flip Clarendon and Riverside. Like I think I think Kemper, Van Meter, ACGC, Trainer, Woodward, Granger, Madrid, Riverside. I think those are pretty your top 7 in
some
way, shape,
or form. So you're saying somebody skewed the poll?
I'm not saying that. I don't want to. don't want to judge anybody. But then I'm saying after that, like Clarinda, Underwood, I-35, St. Albert, like Tri-Center, there's like seven teams you can make an argument for 7 through 10.
Yep. 3A, 4A, 5A, just a little flip there. Glenwood over LC.
Yes, that was it.
Fair. You know, I was like so surprised by the Carroll thing going on with LC on Friday. And then I looked at their schedule.
They beat Humboldt.
Yeah, they're not played bad. Close with Spencer, and they played close with like somebody else good.
Did they play MOC?
Yeah, I think that's who it was. They played close with
them. Yeah, like they're not a bad 1-3 team by any means. I think they're like top 10 in BC Moore or top 15 in BC Moore.
Also, Southeast Warren volleyball coach Jody Clendenin.
Yes.
Dropped at 9 a.m. this morning. Cass softball co-head coach Reagan Vertiska. Cass softball, a little Cass softball for you. That is the softball program of...
Louisville?
Yeah.
Weeping Water?
You say yeah?
Yeah, isn't it?
Correct.
Oh. Elmwood Murdoch.
Conestoga?
Louisville and Conestoga, yes. I believe Weeping Water, if they do send anybody anywhere, it's Platteview for softball. But it's different in baseball.
Just baseball?
Louisville, Weeping Water.
Louisville, yeah.
Yeah. And then Conestoga, I don't think they do anything that I know of anyway. Hmm. South Holt volleyball coach Rachel Plummer dropped at 11 a.m. Plummer, Jake. And then we've got nothing but we got football previews. What, 12 p.m.? Yep. What did I write this morning? Murray. And then you got 1 o'clock trainer.
Jeff Casey. Big one for them this week.
What'd you do? 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock. I went with Jim Lindsay of West Central Valley.
Perfect. There we go.
It's a great day.
I have that in this particular spot. Thank you for all of your hard work and dedication, gentlemen. And welcome back on a Monday morning edition of UFR. Very excited to tell everybody about all of our weekend plans, all of our weekend happenings. You guys did a lot. Ryan Matheny was like this close to going to the Michigan-Nebraska game, but then like went the other way and went to a diaper keg.
I'm going to guess he had a baptism, cooking for the in-laws.
How many diaper kegs do you have this this year?
Probably a hog roast in there.
Two. I have two diaper kegs, and I've been to one.
And I'm honest.
I've got another one coming up in 2 weeks.
I don't know what the hell a diaper keg is.
But
how many have you been to in your life?
You might have a third.
Ooh. Is this a new phenomenon?
Yeah, it is. I think I've been to 6 in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
So
you know that many kids?
Yeah, well, one person did 3 of them, and that's kind of faux pas. Usually,
I feel like
yeah, you should get one for the first, and that should be about it.
Oh, my gosh. This is... I don't like the definition of this. It sounds a little soft.
There's...
You know, how everybody, if you're soft, you suck. You got to be a man.
You mean you'd turn down free beer?
No, just listen. Diaper keg is an informal, male-focused baby shower.
No, that's incorrect.
Oh, man.
I was going to say.
Look at these lefties.
You
coming up with new stuff just so everybody can feel.
You bring a package of diapers and or wipes, and in exchange you get to drink free beer.
This is the AI overview definition.
Well, they're wrong.
Do you think that maybe your friends have skewed what it actually is supposed to be?
Probably.
I've been using skew a lot.
That's
so far.
Good.
Yeah, I like it.
Also called a dadgler party. A dadgler party?
I've heard it called hugs and chugs, like huggies. And
I think I've heard Prager Kegger, too. Oh,
have you been to this before?
I have never been to one.
And the first couple I went to had actual kegs at them. Mm-hmm. But lately it's just been coolers full of cans of beer.
Do you know, so it shouldn't be a diaper keg then.
I agree. I brought that up on Saturday. Yeah.
Do you know, like, I'm very happy that I've, like, missed these, like, new phenomenons. Well, diaper keg, whatever. I mean, you're just drinking beers and well,
It's a way to give some...
That's great.
Some diapers to the new parents.
I don't think I would show
Because I've heard that...
For Nebraska. When the Nebraska mission was playing, I wouldn't go to that.
Well, the game was over by the time the diaper keg started.
Yeah. I would be at home.
I was at a friend's house. You were at a friend's house. I was at a friend's house.
That's the only friend I'll watch a game with.
There was probably a hog roast in there.
There was no
cooking
hog
for
roast.
The in-laws. Baptism.
I did none of those things.
Menards trip.
I did none
there's
of those
also
things.
Like there's also these like you know everybody has you know let's pop a balloon and figure out if we have a boy or
gender
a girl.
Reveal. Yeah, I don't go
hit
to those.
A baseball.
Out of principle, I will not.
You've never been to one?
I've been to one, and I said I am not doing that again.
Mater, I bet we'll never do one of those.
No comment.
When's that coming out?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Just kidding.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. So are you going to have a diaper keg if you ever have a kid?
It's possible,
Derek
yes.
won't come.
No, but I mean, if you're not going to show up, then...
Depends, like, when you are focusing.
No, you don't bring Depends to a diaper
well,
king.
That's what I would bring for him.
Well, I can guarantee you that if I did one during football season, it would be somewhere where there would be TVs and access to watch.
Yeah, we watched Indiana-Illinois during this one.
Oof.
It was a good game.
For one
Indiana
side.
Fan.
Yeah. Was it an Indiana-based diaper keg?
No, but somebody showed up in an Illinois shirt.
Who was pregnant?
They were kind of sad.
Who's having a kid?
I mean, it's
Machini.
Your boy Jeff Siss's daughter.
Oh, man. Congratulations.
Yeah. I saw Jeff.
Did he have somewhere to go yesterday for a certain memorial?
He said, hey.
Okay.
He said, what's up, Derek?
All right.
I gave him your cell phone number.
Yeah, I think. I guess he doesn't have it. He has sent me some Facebook messages though.
We've gone.
That's fine.
We've gone completely off the map. That's okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, you think you will have a diaper keg during middle of the Saturday college ball season?
I would doubt it.
Okay. Thank you.
So I have another one in 2 weeks.
Unless it's a bye week for a certain team.
You guys want to go 2 weeks to one with me?
I do not, because I believe that
I'll be gone.
That one is actually at a bar.
Doesn't sound like a diaper keg to me.
It's at a party room in a bar.
No, it really doesn't sound like.
No. People are really skewing.
There's a lot of skewing going on here today.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you are just like Mr. Activity.
Have you ever tried to spend a weekend?
You should talk to my wife, friends. Because I told her in about the middle of August when we got back from Italy, I said, you know, because we already had a lot of stuff in September, I was like, if we could keep the October calendar clear, that would be great. We have something planned every weekend in October. Pumpkin.
Do you guys ever say no when you get invited to something?
Yes, we do.
Do you have often. A October? Well, actually, it's not so much invitation. He's the planner.
Yeah.
He's the planner.
No.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have a free weekend, and then somebody put the Hall of Fame on a weekend.
Well, I found out that was your only free weekend, so boom.
But it's supposed to be the second weekend in November every year.
It has been one time. I think
it has been maybe more than one, but it's usually.
No, I told you all the dates.
Yeah, it's usually.
It's November has been one time.
It was December one year.
It was we had it in December twice. One of them was didn't happen. You know, we weren't going to have it in December. It ended up being in December because we were all just sitting around in our living rooms doing nothing. What was that like for you?
Oh, so nice. Oh,
best spring ever, by the way. I mean,
yes.
In some regards.
We had just moved into a new house, so it was fantastic.
Every spring that goes by, I go, man, the spring of 2020 was so much fun.
No, I don't know.
I don't know if fun might not be the right word.
Yeah,
but
there were other worries
during
that time. But I did rather enjoy not having something to do every weekend.
Yeah.
Instead, it was just getting random COVID tests.
And then I just got used to it, and now I'm like, I don't really want to do anything ever.
And then you spent the whole weekend on the road.
I did. I mean, that's kids stuff, though, mostly. By the way, kids went undefeated this past weekend. Shenandoah, fourth grade team, gets a win.
Because they abandoned the double wing.
Loma. Then the fifth, sixth grade team gets a win over St. Albert and Atlantic. I shouldn't mention the team's names, but that's what happened. And then a 3-0 day for the Southwest Iowa Heat, 13-U. Fall ball.
Did you guys play?
Played Waukee Northwest. I think it was like probably Roland Story. And then this other team that
didn't have it.
Would be among the worst teams in the Wibble. If that tells you anything, I don't know what they were doing there. But
they're just hanging out.
Shout out the Midwest Mambas.
Wow.
Yeah. Wasn't good.
They anyway, did not have the Mamba energy.
No.
Or the Mamba mentality.
They did not. What else you guys got? Chiefs are awesome.
Yeah. They're on a 1-game win streak.
Yeah, man.
Good thing the schedule gets easy.
Like I told you last week, I deserve a big thank you for, I don't deserve it, the Cowboys do, for making the Giants think Russell Wilson could be the quarterback still for another week.
My thought,
like, I don't know if Jackson Darby would have done better, but he probably would have.
Was how in the world did this offense put up, it was over 500 total yards, wasn't it? And Russ threw for like 4-something.
Well, did you watch the Bears Cowboys?
Not a lot of it,
okay. No. Well, I was going to say, the same way the Bears put up yards.
So the Bears' defensive strategy is, don't rush the passer and don't cover the receivers.
The Cowboys.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
But they can stop the run.
They try to rush the passer with four, and they're not necessarily
against five
pass
guys
rushers.
Walking. Okay.
And the defense has no clue what the secondary doesn't either believe in what they're doing, doesn't know what they're doing, or both of those things.
So when they call a defensive call and it's man or zone, they just say, go with what you feel.
It's been zone pretty much all the time.
Okay, so if they
even
say,
when you were saying, got to quit playing man with the two high safeties, with Jay, that was zone. It was just bad zone.
Yeah. So when they say cover two or cover three, they say just go with what you feel. Or
two and a half.
And then they did try to play man yesterday, too, and Trayvon Diggs missed his bump. And
got well, he's busy.
With?
Not playing defense and getting ready to be a uncle.
Oh. Was he about ready to say, yeah, I think he got him confused.
I think he was, and he caught himself.
He's going to have a diaper keg, isn't he?
Oh, he's got to host
it. Matheny's probably going.
Yeah. Are you invited?
That diaper keg would be.
I would go to Cardi B's diaper keg. Yes, I would. Although I would probably stick out like a sore thumb.
I bet you would.
Who's the middle-aged bald dude?
Oh, different. Never mind.
What?
No.
Middle-aged bald dude.
Oh, you think it because I'm white?
No, that's not what I was.
I don't know what's going on, but I do know.
I took stick out differently.
Stick out? You took a stick out differently? Oh, why would you think of that, Trevor?
I don't know.
Stay tuned.